And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In our previous presentation, we began a discussion of the proofs of the Bible's inspiration by noting the incredible factual precision of the Bible's contents. In today's lesson, we would like to concentrate on the Bible's predictive prophecy. The Bible's prophecy, always minutely foretold and painstakingly fulfilled down to the smallest detail, has confounded its critics for generations. The Bible contains prophecies about individuals, lands, nations, and even the predicted Messiah. Here, we would like to discuss some of the messianic prophecies, over 300 of which are contained in the Old Testament. Genesis 22 verse 18 stated that the prophesied one would be born of the seed of Abraham, which according to Luke 3 verse 34, he was. Genesis 49:10 prophesied that he would be from the tribe of Judah, which, as Hebrews 7:14 tells us, he was. From 2 Samuel 7:12, we learn that the Messiah would come from the royal lineage of King David, which Luke 1 verse 32 confirms that he did. Micah 5:2 predicted his birth in Bethlehem, which Matthew 2 verse 1 confirms. Isaiah 7:15 prophesied that the Christ child would be born of a virgin, which Matthew 1:22 through 23 states that he was. Isaiah 40 verse 3 prophesied that a forerunner would announce the Messiah's arrival. Matthew 3 verses 1 through 3 described that forerunner, John the Immerser, for us. Daniel 2 verse 44 predicted that Christ would appear during the days of the Roman emperors, which according to Luke 2 verse 1, he did. Psalm 41 verse 9 prophesied that Christ would be betrayed by a friend, and Zechariah 11:12 predicted that the betrayal price would be 30 pieces of silver. John 13:18 says that Jesus was betrayed by a friend, and Matthew 26 verse 15 tells us the betrayal price was exactly 30 pieces of silver. Psalm 22 verse 16 predicted that in death Christ's hands and feet would be pierced, and according to Matthew 27 verse 30 and Luke 24 verse 39, that is exactly what happened. Psalm 16 verse 10 predicted that Christ would die but be raised from the dead, which according to Acts 2 verse 22 and following, he was. Jeremiah wrote, "When the word of a prophet comes to pass, the prophet will be known as one whom the Lord has sent." Jeremiah 28 verse 9. That is exactly our point. Join us in our next program for more proofs of the Bible's inspiration.